I'm Roberta Baskin, the Director of Media Communications, speaking with Hannah Burke, a program analyst for our Office of Evaluations and Inspection, about a report called Radiological and Nuclear Preparedness. Hannah, tell us about the focus of this report.
Sure. This report examined local public health preparedness for radiological and nuclear incidents. We refer to them as RN incidents in our report. An RN incident response involves many different aspects. However, we focused on the public health aspects of a response. Additionally, most state and local governments have general emergency plans referred to as all hazards plans, which can be adapted and applied to a variety of different incidents. However, RN incidents present unique challenges that may not be covered by an all hazards plan. So in this report, we focused on public health planning specific to RN incidents.
What types of incidents did the team evaluate?
We focused on planning for RN incidents that are terroristic in nature, such as a dirty bomb or an improvised nuclear device. We did not include planning for incidents involving nuclear power plants for a couple of reasons. First, emergency planning for power plants is required by the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, whereas there are no requirements that public health departments have emergency plans for other types of RN incidents. Also, because power plant incidents are quite different in nature from other types of RN incidents, emergency plans for power plants are not sufficient to prepare for these other types of RN incidents. So, for example, in a power plant emergency, the circumstances would be known, whereas in a non-power plant RN incident, the circumstances will initially be unknown, and this can create additional challenges that would need to be addressed.
Tell us how you did this study and what you found.
We looked at the 40 largest metropolitan areas, which together contain half the U.S. population, and we found that about half of the 40 areas had some RN planning. However, the other half of these areas did not conduct RN planning. Some of these indicated they would use their all-hazards plans to respond, but these all-hazard plans may not cover the specific planning needed to quickly respond to an RN incident.
So should every local area be expected to have emergency planning for these incidents?
Well, it depends. Local governments must manage their limited resources as effectively as possible. They should use risk assessments to help determine where to focus their emergency planning efforts. So, for example, if an area determines that an RN incident is a high priority threat, they could develop an RN-specific plan to supplement their all-hazards plan.
When areas did risk assessments and determined incidents were a threat, did they plan accordingly?
Interestingly, risk assessment results did not always correspond with RN incident planning. For instance, out of the four areas that indicated RN incidents were a high priority threat, only one had RN planning. On the other hand, out of the seven areas that indicated RN incidents were a low priority threat, five of these had RN planning.
What else did you find?
We found about half of the areas with planning had coordinated their planning with other entities. Most commonly, they coordinated with the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, and the Department of Energy. They also coordinated with their state's radiation control programs, as well as with local entities like local emergency medical personnel. We also found that most of our respondents were aware of federal RN guidance sources, but fewer had actually used them for planning. And many requested more comprehensive and specific planning tools.
Since CDC distributes funding and guidance to help state and local governments with emergency planning, what is the Office of Inspector General recommending to CDC?
We recommend CDC work with state and local governments to align their incident-specific planning with the results of local risk assessments. CDC should also provide more specific guidance on the public health aspects of an RN incident and on coordination with other entities, as well as to provide more training to state and local planners about the unique aspects of RN incidents.
And what's been the CDC's response to this report?
CDC agreed with all of our recommendations and plans to continue to emphasize the use of risk assessments in its public health planning guidance. CDC also intends to provide more specific guidance and training on RN incident planning to state and local governments.
Hannah, give us a look ahead. Is this work leading to any future topics?
OIG will continue to focus on emergency preparedness, and we keep an eye on emerging threats and directing our work to those.
Hannah Burke, a program analyst for the Office of Evaluation and Inspections, thank you for sharing this important work on emergency preparedness.
Thank you, Roberta.